Good morning to all. I want to talk to you this morning about a very popular word. That word is love. In our world today, the word love is quickly thrown around. Sadly, the words I love you are probably three of the most overused words in the English language. Now, without a doubt, the word love is universally associated with Christianity. We talk about Christian love, brotherly love, loving one another. Jesus talked about loving God with all of your heart, soul, and mind. Jesus also talked about loving your neighbor as yourself. No doubt, love is foundational to Christianity. There are many occasions in the gospel where Jesus mentions love. Let's look at one particular instance where Jesus used the word love. It's contained in John chapter 4, verse 15, where Jesus told the disciples this, quote, "If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments." Here, Jesus is connecting love with obedience. But what in the world does love and obedience have to do with each other? Isn't love just a sentiment? Isn't love just a feeling? Isn't love just an emotion? Well, it appears from Jesus, from what he said, that love is much more than that. So, what is the connection between love and obedience? Let's look at it this way. If you truly love someone, don't you want to please them? Take marriage, for example. During the wedding ceremony, both the bride and groom take marriage vows. They are asked many questions in various ways. Will you be faithful to each other? Will you comfort each other? Will you honor each other? Will you stand by each other through thick and thin? As a married person, the question is this. If you truly love your spouse, don't you want to obey your marriage vows? And, as a Christian, the question is this. If you truly love Jesus, don't you want to do what he instructed us to do? Think about it. Brethren, love requires action, because love is much more than just a feeling. Amen.